Blog Talk Radio.
Anything can happen, and it happened today. Welcome, folks. Welcome to another Wednesday, another day in Gotham.
Raising the bar again.
You are with She's Raising the Bar. And sometimes we lower the bar when we don't do what we're supposed to do, but we're still raising the bar anyway, and it's a beautiful day. It doesn't quite feel like spring, but you know what?
It's
going to be, and just not seeing mounds of snow is a wonderful thing. Thank you for joining us again, and you can find us here on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And sometimes we have special shows, like we did. What was it? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
two weeks ago. We had that special show on Friday. We had Galad on with us.
That was a special show.
That was a special show that people are still talking about. And he was lovely, and he will be on.
Lovely.
He was lovely, and he will be on with us again. And creating some little bit of friction between these fitness gurus. We got Tammy Lee Webb coming back on at the end of
this
month.
That's causing friction?
Well, no. That's what I did. I tried to say, you know what, Galad was on, so maybe you want to come back on with us.
And she jumped on the wagon, right?
She jumped. It was wonderful, but they're both lovely. And she's been on before, but she's going to be closing out our month with us. And proper intros.
Yes.
Now, how are we going to do this?
Oh.
All right. Okay, look, here. Here's we'll do without. Well, just how about hum? Do you have a kazoo? Ali, do you have a kazoo? No. Okay, I guess that's asking a lot. Okay. Your hosts are Lori Towers is me. Nothing. But that's usually the case.
That's
so nobody
knows.
Nobody notices that there's any difference. Elite Ziegelman is she.
Woo!
And you're with She's Raising the Bar. And anybody who's thinking, well, these chicks sound familiar. Yeah,
we were
the Bridal Body Shop last year, and we, during Women's History Month, decided, what better time, how more poignant to switch over the format of the program to making it something that is more female empowering. There's so much going on that we want to be part of. Even though it's not a political show, we still want to make our statement and stand on platform. So switched everything over. So it's the same chicks, same broads, just a broader platform. That's
mm-hmm.
what we're saying. So, and so that's why we sound familiar to you. And I'm going to do something that's very familiar. Turn to my lovely co-host and say to her,
"Oh,
yeah, well, hopefully she shows up, but until she does, you're here. How are you, Ali?
I'm great. How are you?
I am wonderful. You know something? I thought about you yesterday. I try to forget you the rest of the week, but yesterday was, if you saw what I put on our Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
yesterday was Equal Pay Day. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay, and I don't know what stores, I would have loved to get a little bit more information on what stores were participating in giving women.
You know, it wasn't made
20%.
A big deal out of it, of course.
And you want to know what's funny? And I love the way these things are happening,
mm-hmm.
Because it's just a wonderful thing how these like little things are just popping up and people are creating these little events with them. It wouldn't have happened last year, you know, because I don't think there was as much call.
I think we created a bigger voice this year.
You know, and because we have to. And I'm saying I think that everything that's happening in the political climate is creating this call to action.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are doing things that last year, although this would have been important last year, and it still did.
Oh, it's always important.
It still did matter, and it still was the case. We still get 20% less of a pay than our male counterparts. But last year we weren't thinking about things like this because there wasn't so much of
because not only are we raising the bar, we're raising our voices louder and louder and louder.
That's exactly it, and that's exactly it. So, and a lot of women were going to different stores, and they said that they were a lot of stores weren't participating. So I guess, you know, I don't know.
Again, like, you know, I knew it was intact because not only did I see the posts, but, you know, I saw other posts scattered.
Right.
But this is the first time I've heard of it.
Isn't it something?
First time I've heard of it. I never heard of it.
But I think it's kind of cool that these things are happening. And
it's got to happen.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's got to happen now.
But you know something? Even if people didn't go out and that's what I was saying. I was picturing you like going from store to store, going to Macy's, going here, trying to take advantage of that discount. That's what I was.
There was no discounts given.
I was saying there had to been. I don't know.
You know me. I would have been in the mall.
I don't know what stores were participating.
I
should have done the research on it. But,
I think
even Bloomingdale's was doing some.
Yeah,
people were scattering over there. I mean, 20% discount isn't a whole lot. But the fact that.
It's better than 10.
It's better than 10. But it's also the fact that.
Or 15.
People are.
They're noticing it.
Yeah, so that's a cool thing. So a lot of cool things are happening now.
Mm-hmm.
And next week we're going to have our lovely roundtable discussion.
Yes.
And you and I are going to decide the topics, but we're going to be talking to Mirav, who comes on the show quite often with us, and we're going to discuss an event that
tomorrow
she's
at 10:00.
Right.
To tour Washington with.
Yeah.
I guess sheltered women.
I think so.
I think.
So.
You know, don't quote me,
like
but
that.
it's
to do
women.
With that homeless.
Some sort of
action that they do.
Homeless,
which is
sheltered. You know.
Yeah. So that's good. So we'll be talking to her about that. Plus, we're going to have Patricia Martin on with us, and let's see if we can't get Winter Gabriel on with us.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, let's give her
a
call.
The trio.
And see, that's our little trio. So we'll have a nice discussion, and we'll also. Pick a topic, you and I. Pick a topic out of the hat.
Well, you know, I would love to see, you know, what they visited, how the climate was there, you know, were they welcomed, you know.
Well, you know what? I tend to think that now, with everything going on, there is more marching, there's more demonstrating, there is more verbalizing opinions in Washington than ever before. So I think now it's commonplace. Whereas, I mean, there's always, let's be serious, any administration, whether I agreed with it or not, always had protesters assembling, and that's their right. But I think more so now, you know, in the last 100 days.
But you know what's really funny? I was listening to a TV show earlier, The View, actually.
Mm.
They're very, very political.
Mm.
All they do is put him down.
Mm.
And they were saying that there was two, like, tragedies that's been happening, even three, I want to say, you know, Columbia with their, you know, mudslides.
Horrible.
And with the bombing in Russia,
terrible.
And with that just happened in the genocide and the poisoning that happened in Syria.
Yeah.
Obama would have been out there already saying, you know, what could we do to help you?
Absolutely.
You know, we're here to help you.
And
he is not even addressing.
Did you hear
these countries?
Well, this was the best part.
It's
now,
like he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. And he did care about Russia. He did come and make
exactly.
So it was like that was the most transparent thing he could have done. But meanwhile, England, that was been our allies for years.
I mean, come on.
So this is. I mean,
okay, four tragedies we'd had, and we didn't even see him do.
And you know,
a press conference or nothing.
You have to. There's a certain amount of. There's a certain protocol. You have to make a statement. As
well,
a head of a country.
What
you make
I heard
statement.
Is he said a statement like, you know, those are not my. You know, we don't live in those countries. We live in America, and that's where I am the president of the United States.
And you know something?
Imagine that.
People. He has his foot so far up his ass.
Unbelievable.
He doesn't realize that we need our allies.
Unbelievable.
Even the strongest countries, you need your allies.
I know.
And it's just common courtesy.
It's terrible. It's really terrible. And it's making us look even worse.
Well, you know what? I hate to say it. We've been a laughing stock for the past
however
days.
Definitely. But
been.
I'm just saying now.
Yeah, it's and you know what?
It's terrible. And I hope the people that did vote for him have a second, you know.
it's you know
opinion
what?
Now.
I believe, and again, everybody's got the right to who they vote they want to vote for, but there's going to be a told you so day for all of us where
can't
we're going to
wait
look.
For that.
I just hope it doesn't
mm-hmm.
come at a very high cost.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's
I
usually
exactly
the way
you're saying.
That, no, that's
I'd rather
exactly.
him succeed. You know?
Oh, of course. I don't see that happening.
No.
But you know, usually when horrible things happen, there's the moment of clarity of thought,
yeah.
and you just say, "Oh my God, why did I?" And you know, the people that didn't vote, why
didn't,
did you?
But these
and,
kind of people would never admit it anyway.
Well, you know what? I made a statement the other day that if, God forbid, it came to a point where he gets us into some sort of nuclear war, those people that are that embracing of him. Would say, well, you know, we were going to die anyway.
Right.
And that would be
exactly that's the mentality
that
they have.
That you know, and that is such a it.
So crazy.
I can't even.
Whoa,
I can't.
They
even,
are crazy.
But we're talking about health today.
Yes.
And that's
we
what we're
really veered off that topic, right? Because this is not healthy.
This is not healthy. But you know, we're talking about, and I wish that we had our next guest on. The show a couple of weeks ago when it was the half marathon.
Okay.
Because people don't realize acupuncture has been around for centuries.
It's
centuries,
ancient.
Centuries. And people just don't realize the capacity that its potency reaches.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful for running injuries. It's
mm-hmm.
wonderful. If any sports or dance-related injuries, it is just wonderful for them. People sometimes are just so misinformed. On the far reach.
Is it just for injuries, though? But because I heard if you needed to, like, stop smoking, people go for acupuncture, sleep better, they go for acupuncture.
There's
so many different, you know,
there's really nothing
ways acupuncture works.
And the best part of it is, it above all, don't do no harm, and that's usually the credo. The worst that's going to happen is it's not effective. So, you know, you're not going to have a side
mm-hmm.
effect. The worst that you'd say is you get off the table and say, you know something, I didn't get anything from it.
Right.
But
I want to know if it works right away.
We have Dr. Lisa Williams on, waiting to jump in with us.
I'm
if she hasn't backed out
on.
Already.
Here
if
we
she
go.
Hasn't backed out already.
Are you there?
Lisa, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Did you go running for the hills? You must have been, what am I doing?
Where
what
am
is,
I
why did
going
I say
with
yes?
it?
How
no,
are
thank
you, Lisa?
For having me on.
Absolutely.
Our
how are
pleasure.
You today?
I'm great. Thank you.
I don't know
how
if you heard. I don't know if you heard our talk up about acupuncture.
I did.
You agree? There's a lot of people walking around that aren't quite as well lit,
educated.
As we are about it. And
oh, I'm not really educated.
Well,
on it. I know a lot of people that do it.
But no. But what I'm saying is, you have an idea of how it
yeah.
works. There are still people that have never had it done, or
I've never. You?
Yes.
Oh, I've never.
Really?
Yeah, I'm afraid of those needles.
Okay, go ahead. Now, here's okay.
No, I know you don't feel it, right?
Now, this is what you're going to do, Lisa. You're going
to
encourage the lovely Elite Ziegelman.
Good idea.
Yeah, you're going to tell her
but
what
I'm perfect. I don't need any help.
No, she needs a lot of help. She needs
well,
many,
I don't
many
like
needles.
Needles either.
But no,
you
no,
see?
No. See, I think this is what you. I mean, they're not.
No, let her clarify.
No, but I
you
love
know.
Acupuncture.
Go ahead. Tell us about how you would encourage somebody who just
who never
gave
had
you that
acupuncture.
Objective and yeah.
Well, I encourage them. Well, help acupuncture helps your own body's ability to heal itself.
Yeah.
And so what it really is doing is just helping your own body balance itself just better
mm-hmm.
and faster than it would otherwise.
But see, the needles, people are picturing hypodermic needles, and that's not
right.
Those are the
that's
tiny,
what I'm
tiny
saying.
Little
it's,
needles,
right?
Yeah, there are 100 acupuncture needles in a syringe that when you get your blood taken, so there's 100. So they're as thin as a human hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Most people fall asleep, or they don't even know that they're getting the
yeah.
treatment.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Very right. relaxing.
That's what people don't realize. It's not the way we visualize. You know, our first memory of needles when we're kids is going and getting inoculated, and,
yeah.
and we see those needles coming at us, and that's not the case.
And they always do it when you turn your head.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're looking at your mother. Yeah, you're looking at your mother. But now tell us about how acupuncture helps, because we've just, I mean, we'll have you back on before the next marathon, But running injuries, it's a very powerful ally.
Yes, I do see a lot of people that get running injuries because the reason acupuncture works is because for the pain reduction mostly, and because our own bodies have natural occurring hormones anyway. So, for example, serotonin, endorphins, acetylcholine. So acupuncture releases those natural occurring hormones in the body. And it also reduces inflammation, so right at the site. So, for example, if you had like plantar fasciitis or you had Achilles tendonitis, the acupuncture will actually help the blood flow to that surface and to the muscle and heal itself quicker.
Now, would you put the needles in the foot, in the ankle, in the calf, or all around those sites?
Yeah, it really depends on how the person got injured. So I think the cause of, like, how they actually got injured, if it was repetitive, or sometimes people tell me, oh, my gosh, I fell off that curb and I felt it immediately, and that's on the lateral side of the ankle.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends. So sometimes the treatment is locally at that area, and sometimes there's also points that are away from that area. So that way the whole body's, the inflammation that happens, say if you have an ankle problem, sometimes it goes to the knee. So sometimes I'll treat the knee too and the foot at the same time.
Interesting. And an average session lasts how long, Lisa? Would you say an hour, half an hour?
Yeah, so usually a session, first session's about an hour to an hour.
That's not bad. And one session will make the pain go away, or do you have to come for a couple of sessions?
Well, it really depends on how old the injury is. So usually acute injuries are healed rather quickly, where, and again, it depends on how they did it. If it was like really a traumatic injury, that takes time for everybody. Or if it's a chronic problem. So chronic problems usually take a little longer. So sometimes I see results in my patients within one or two sessions, and other times it'll take 6 to 8 sessions if they had the problem for a long time.
You know, we had somebody on the show a couple of weeks ago who was a yoga therapist, and I think you asked, Ali, give us the age range. I mean, your youngest to oldest client.
So my youngest is 2 months old, and my oldest was 87.
Wow. What did you do for a two-month-year-old?
Well, the two-month-old had a problem with with digestion. Like, they kept vomiting all the time, like they're spitting up their formula. And also just, which meant they were crying a lot. So I have a lot of history myself with digestive problems, so I'm really aware of them. So that was why I saw the two-month-old. And then the 87-year-old came to me for the first time ever. They had back pain for a long, long time. And finally, they tried everything else, and nothing worked. And they came, and I helped them with their back pain, which they had for probably like 10 years.
Wow. Imagine they waited 10 years.
Right. Exactly. Well, sometimes people see
me
as
their
last effort.
77 when they saw you. Yeah.
Yeah. What took you so long, I told them.
Exactly. Well, that's usually the case. When somebody tries something, and then all of a sudden they realize the effectiveness, you always kick yourself and say, why didn't I do it? A lot of people, acupuncture usually is the last thing they go to.
Yeah.
When they've tried everything, it's like the last resort.
Yeah. You know, I always like to ask a backstory. When somebody gets into health, you know, with a vengeance, with a passion, there's usually a cool backstory. What made you get into this line of work, this discipline?
Well, my own personal journey to healing really happened about 28 years ago when I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, and that really changed the direction of my life. So since that time, I've been really searching high and low for really good health ideas, which I call like building my own health portfolio. So I'm a physical therapist as well, but I went to school for acupuncture, not to be an acupuncturist, but to help myself, because at that time they wanted to remove most of my large intestine because of my colitis. And so I really just wanted to find another way of helping myself. And at the time I was on like 20 different medications and didn't really want to have surgery, and that was really the bottom line. So I decided, you know what, I'll just invest a lot of money in going to school, but if it works, it'll be worth it. So that's how I became an acupuncturist. So it works so well on myself. I never had surgery. I'm not on any medication
wow.
anymore.
Hmm.
That I decided, you know what? Why not become an acupuncturist? I love it.
Yeah. Do you do treatment on yourself?
I do. If
do?
I could, people always ask me, I'm like, I said, if I can reach it, I'll needle it. I always say that I'll take a hammer and hammer them in if I had to, because that's how much I believe in it, because literally they wanted to, like, my digestion was shot. And so the fact that it actually restored all the nerves
wow.
there was pretty amazing. So I'm a big believer in acupuncture. So I needle myself all the time, like whatever those, you know, if I overuse my arm too much or, you know, you'll see me with needles, you know, sticking out of my arm. Not walking around, but I mean, oh, Lori knows, in my office.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but you know, it's funny because people will go out and spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for something that will, you know, symptomatically, you know, quell the pain. But they don't ever want to do any research on, or spending money, like, you know, an average session, even if you didn't have the money, you pay for like a series of sessions
mm-hmm.
and it's healthy.
Right.
And they don't see...
It's like buying a massage,
yeah.
you know, buying a package of massages, training, you know.
They don't see it as an investment. And we always say, and I know you have a nice little motto, but we always say it's investing in your physical 401k.
Right.
Because that's really it.
Yeah.
Because it's what you invest now that's going to, you know, and I remember saying this when I was 20. And, you know, you realize now I'm going to be 55. So... It's what you, and the time goes very quick, and
mm-hmm.
it's just like any other portfolio. You realize you've invested well. By the time you go to use it, you have a good amount accumulated.
Right.
You know,
like you say you never feel, you know, any different.
I feel the same age
all the time.
All the time.
See?
But I do.
No, I do too.
I'm just saying,
you know, but you know, only because we take care of ourselves.
That's exactly right.
But I was just quoting you.
No, thank you. You could do that again.
You feel better
want.
Than I do usually.
I always do. I'm always
better than anybody.
I and don't hate me because I do, but I do. But the point is, people don't realize that it's a process and it's never too late to start. You could start now.
It's a life investment.
Yes, people do think that. Sometimes they'll tell me, you know, when can I start? Let me wait. Let me see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
you know, let me wait and make sure that this works first. And I try to explain, it doesn't matter what's working as long as something is working. Whatever you've done so far hasn't worked. So give it a try. You don't have to wait. It's not like you have to prepare yourself to do it. You just show up.
Yeah.
And you're right. My theory, too, is your health is your wealth. And it's really important to invest because I know myself because I was not healthy for a long time. And I never took it for granted, and I still, that's my priority is to be healthy. And people do think it's like almost like buying a shirt, like, oh, okay, this is like a luxury item. But for me, for my own personal growth, it's not that. That's why it's like Chinese medicine. So it's medicine. So it's just equally or better than just taking medication or eating good food. Or going to the gym, or it's the same thing. It just takes
mm-hmm.
the body a little bit of time to heal itself. It doesn't always happen overnight.
The body's an amazing organ.
And you know,
totally an amazing organ.
You know, that's the whole thing. It's just like, I mean, the philosophy behind chiropractic, too, is you're allowing the nerve endings and the body to heal itself. And that's
mm-hmm.
basically, you know, what you allow your the potential that you have to be unlocked and heal yourself. And what makes me laugh is, and Lisa, you've seen these commercials. Every commercial that a pharmaceutical, any
other commercials after phone carriers.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. It's you read these side effects. And what was that one that we both said death? What was it?
Suicidal thought.
Suicidal thought. And then one said death. And I said, no, wait a second. Who is the person that's saying, you know what? Write this down. This is what I want to take.
Right,
this
exactly.
is
I know. And then they get nervous about acupuncture, and I'm like, wait, but you're taking a medication that could say that it can cause death.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're afraid of the needle.
But that's the truth. I mean, just because something doesn't have any known side effects, we should be careful in saying, doesn't mean you're not going to have a reaction to it. There are many times it's something that's seemingly benign, doesn't have a history of any type of exchange that's, you know, contrary to what they're saying.
And you have a reaction. You have a rash. You have this. You have that. It happens.
Yeah, like anything,
so
like
why,
a cream, a
why,
different cream.
Right.
Do you do cupping, Lisa?
I do cupping. Yes, I think
what
it's a really.
What does cupping do?
Cupping is really nice. I mean, I always look at both sides of it. On a Western side, it helps break up the muscle fascia and some stagnation in the area. So, for example, like you probably, we all saw like the Olympics with the swimmers
Michael
and the big cupping
yeah.
mark.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that was famous. But also because of all that lactic acid buildup, you can really see that dark color on Michael, as well as like just the chlorine and being in the pool made it really red. So it really does help just release the muscle tension. Chinese medicine perspective, it also helps just release some of the stagnation, so kind of the stuck energy there.
Mm-hmm.
That goes along with some problems. So,
right. I've seen that because I love to watch The Housewives, and one of the housewives gets cupping done all the time
yeah.
from this Chinese medicine guy.
Yeah.
And she says it releases all the toxic energy in her body. And he says, oh, yes, I see it all in this area, right here, right here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's a joke, but it could be real, you know? But
oh, yeah, no, it's
in all that area.
I mean, I love it myself.
You do that
so
to yourself, too?
Yeah, I was just doing it earlier.
Wow, you're doing
yeah.
it earlier.
Hope we didn't interrupt anything. Wow.
I have them on right now.
You have a cup
of needle
needles all on you right now?
Yeah,
but you know,
relax, so I have the whole treatment going on. No,
it's funny. Michael Phelps was the one who actually
brought it to
right,
the surface.
Right.
Nobody.
Oh
knew
yes.
About it. Yeah.
People called me like, "Do you do that?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's been done for thousands of years." But
yeah,
sure.
That's exactly right.
And nobody knew about it.
But you want to know
yeah.
something? I knew about it. My grandmother did
well,
that.
Well, I knew from The Housewives.
Yeah, but my grandmother did that.
Really?
Yeah. That my grandmother used
I
to do that.
I had no clue what it was, and when I saw it, it was like, "Ow." Ow, every time they took a cup
she
off,
did with,
ow.
She did it with a glass cup, and she used to do it on my mother's back.
Wow.
My mother had a bad back since she was young.
Mm-hmm.
And what my grandmother also did was not only that, for pleurisy, she used to put the mustard plasters on her chest
yes.
and her back. And this is like old stuff that...
Wow. Well, it's Chinese old medicine.
Yeah, but this was my grandmother was
old Italian medicine.
Sicilian Chinese.
Well, she was stupping a Chinese guy back then.
Wow! My grandmother. But,
I love hearing stories like that.
But yeah, no, but all these things do work. You know, and there's something to it. And the best part is, nothing happened. If it didn't work,
no,
it just
yeah.
didn't work.
Just had red skin.
Yeah. But which,
yeah,
honestly, a lot of people don't like walking around with that. Like in the summertime, if you get that done, you're wearing like a tank top.
Does it? How long does it stay, the red
yeah,
skin?
Yeah, so I do. I always say to people before I do cupping, I say, you know, when I, no matter how old they are, I say, do you have a modeling event coming up? You know, they're like laughing. They're like, no. Just because if you do, you know,
especially
let me know.
Bathing suit.
That way. Yeah,
yeah,
so, or like if they're in a wedding, so I'll say, you know, I shouldn't do it if you're going to be a wedding, you don't want anybody to see it.
Right.
So sometimes there's no reaction at all, it'll be very light, and other times it'll be dark, not as dark as, say, Michael Phelps, because that was really strong suction, and he needed it for certain reasons, I imagine.
Yeah.
But usually it could last a few days, depending on what's going on. But if you have a significant, say, a little back problem, and it's really painful. Sometimes it will last a week. So when the person comes back, I'll see just like a little bit of it left. So, and then that's where I'll make sure I'll cup it again just to see if there's anything left in that area.
And how many times can you get cupped? Does that sound right?
It doesn't sound right at all. The phone line's just lit up.
But we're
talking
about
women
here.
Do you want me to answer that? No.
Yes.
I'm not touching it. Go ahead.
No.
You can get cupped as much as you want. I mean, you know.
Every day?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can get
really?
Cupped
Wouldn't
every
it
day.
Wouldn't it irritate your skin, though?
Well, it depends. Yes. Yeah. So it would irritate it if the person doesn't know what they're doing. But,
right.
for example, I could literally
you know what
cup
doing.
An area. Yes, I can cup an area every day if that's what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, you don't need to do it every day. But I'm saying if I woke up, say, and I had an acute problem, then, yes, I would cup it every day myself. That would be what I would do.
I would like to do that one day.
You want
get
me to
cupped.
Cup you? I'll cup you. Go get a mug.
I'll cup you.
Go get a mug and a match.
Yeah.
No one day if I ever come up
you.
To
If I ever come up to the city, I get cupped.
It's a big city to get cupped. That's why everybody comes to the city. You know?
To get cupped.
Yeah, they should legalize it. But you know what I was going to ask you? Is this, there has to be some, I mean, if someone really needed the work and they just happen to be out in the sun the next day in the summer, what's the sun sensitivity? Would you have to keep that area covered?
You mean for cupping?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's done, the skin probably is like a
sensitive.
Really sensitive, yeah.
It's not really sensitive. I mean, not mostly. I mean, most of the time it's not. Sometimes it might be, only because that's the area that was sensitive anyway. So, for example, if you came and you had, you have an acute low back problem, and then I did the acupuncture and the cupping at that area. So, you know, sometimes you feel it sensitive anyway. So, certainly, if you cup too and it gets really red like that, then yes, I also recommend that you just, like, keep it covered. Not overly covered, but just enough to make yourself comfortable.
Right. Then you should wear sunscreen anyway. So.
No,
yeah,
I know.
Exactly.
I wouldn't even keep that part exposed. But it's amazing how these things are just, I mean,
it's been around for centuries and centuries.
Yeah.
And people are taking all these painkillers and getting addicted to them.
Yeah,
well,
so true.
Well, you know, and when we have Lou Paradise on the show, he's always said the same thing. We are beholden to...
Big word is opiates.
But we are beholden to the pharmaceuticals. They
run the country.
They run the country. And that's really it. So it's, you know, but that's why I could never understand why somebody would just not even try something that could be natural and make you feel better. You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
What is the weirdest thing people came to you for to help their, you know, what is the weirdest, you know, diagnosis that they wanted to cure?
Oh, that's a tough one over my years.
It has to be some weird one.
I'm sure there's a lot.
Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Co-host like Lori Towers by your side.
Yeah.
You know, you're fresh for no damn reason today.
Yeah, I mean, I really, people have had a pretty valid reason for coming, especially if they did choose it as their last option. Sometimes I think they just expect a lot. You know, like, say, for example, they've come to me at the last resort, and then suddenly they're like, well, how quick will it work? And I always say, well, if it worked that quick, I'd be living on Hawaii on the beach. Like, I want to be here with you right now if it was like, like a quick fix. So a lot of people are just looking for a quick fix, like a express care. So, you know, I think I have some more interesting reasons.
What stands out in your brain?
Yeah, like it's more that what people think happened to them and why they have a problem. I think that's more interesting. For me, you know, if like, for example, they're like, oh, well, it must have been when I lifted that, my cup, you know, off the desk that day. Or, you know,
again with your
last day. You know, for a while.
When they did that, right?
Yeah, or like I interviewed them and I'm like, well, no, maybe it was when you were carrying that heavy backpack like that weighed 100 pounds, you know, back and forth to, you know, work.
No,
or,
that
you know,
can't be it.
So I think that's really interesting, you know, what people think happened or what they think the cause of it is. So I really have to really go into deep detail on trying to problem solve that. It's like I feel like I'm a puzzle. I like to solve puzzles, and certainly that helps me.
What's the success rate with people that were trying to stop smoking?
Well, the people that I've had come in to stop smoking, they've all stopped smoking as far as I know. How many of them went back, that I don't know. But so far the people that have come and said, I really want to come, I really want to stop smoking, they've stopped. And I think that's really because they've thought about it so much. And I think that once you think about something for so long, that you're really eager to stop. So I've been lucky, the people that I have helped.
I think that's all like in the head. It has to be yes or no. You know, if they really want smoking, they're going to come and do the acupuncture, and then they're going to home. Oh, wow, it worked, because it's all...
Yes,
it's
I
just,
think...
It's all got to be connected in the brain.
And it's just like hypnosis.
They really, right.
You know,
they
people,
all want to... Yeah. They want to do what they decided to do it. And it's basically cold turkey with an extra bonus is what it is.
Yeah. But, you know, but that's the thing. And, again, you know, not to say that it is placebo, but sugar pills really work because your mind wants it to.
Yeah,
and that's
the
thing.
The
you could have
thing in the world.
You could have the best practitioner
everything, yeah.
by your side, guiding you through it, applying whatever.
If
their
you set your
is.
Mind to it, it's
yeah.
done.
That's it. But that's, I remember I was reading a study on hypnosis versus acupuncture, and acupuncture actually won over mm-hmm. as far as weaning people off certain drugs. Heroin still is a biggie. Heroin still is a tough one to move people from. But other forms, and certainly smoking,
yeah.
you know, and weight loss too, I guess. But, it, you know, it's addiction is addiction.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of what your drug of choice is and how you could move around it.
True.
I'm definitely addicted to acupuncture. So that one's
that's, you know, that sounds like a
I wonder, is that true, though? Can you get addicted?
I'm addicted to the feeling of feeling good. So, yes, I'm certainly addicted as far as I want to feel good. And
yeah.
that's what helps me. So
and
if you call that an addiction.
It helped your colitis?
I mean, I was really sick at some point in my life, so I was on 20 different medications, and they were really strong, and the fact that they wanted to do surgery was quite significant. So I just love it. I really believe in it. I took a leap of faith, like you said. You know, I really took a leap. I didn't know why it worked or how exactly it worked, and quite frankly, I didn't even care. I just believed that it was going to help me. As soon as I had it, I said, you know what, this is what I've been missing. Because Western medicine, the medications got me sicker. I went to 30 different specialists at one point. You know, I just got sicker and sicker, and it just wasn't my answer. So I think there's different medicines for different people, basically. And I think Western medicine works really well for some things. It just didn't work really well for me for that particular problem.
You know, I'm sitting here, and Lisa, I'm going to be a buddy because I'm coming up with T-shirts for you. First of all, the T-shirt that I want you to have is "I got you under my skin." I think that's
yeah, I
great.
Love that. That was
okay.
So
I think that's great. But listen to this, Elite. Look at me when I'm explaining this to her.
Oh,
health in a pinch.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
Even the lovely Elite Siegelman looked surprised from this there.
But she's smiling over that.
Health in a pinch.
Oh, boy.
Is that something?
That's
something
brilliant.
Different. Thank you.
You
brilliant.
Are. You're so creative.
You could use that, Lisa. You would be heart's content.
Everybody heard it here.
Everybody heard here. I get 10%. That's it. And Elite will get cupped the next time she comes in the city.
Can't wait.
Yes.
Well, this is the part of the show where we tell our guests
to
go plug themselves. So this is your time to... If we didn't hit on a pertinent topic or a point that you wanted us to have our audience listen, here's your time to do it.
Well, thank you. I would like people to know that I do have a website, which is www.lisagta.com. That's for Lisa Gentle Touch Acupuncture. My phone number is 917-375-4641. And I'm in the city, 139 East 57th Street, which is right next to Physical Advantage, next to Lori.
Sounds familiar.
And, yes, yeah, the address sounded very familiar. Penthouse. And I also have a health management series that I call it, a blog which focuses on different, so I call it like immune wealth, intestinal wealth, pulmonary wealth. What's coming next is joint wealth, spinal wealth. So very much like Lori said, as far as I ask, what does your health portfolio include for you, you know, basically. So just try to help out people to come up with ways or health ideas that help themselves. So that's about it.
And you could give me all that information later in text form so that I could put it up on our page tomorrow. So because everybody, you know, people listen to the show, they're like, I don't have, you know, I don't have a
page. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed that somebody liked that knew her. So Dr. Lisa Walters.
Yes,
Waters
it's
is
wonderful.
Great. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Did you know her personally?
No.
What, she, yeah.
See that?
On our Facebook page, somebody knows you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah, they said that you were wonderful.
Nice.
They even
wonderful.
Commented.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Thank
yeah.
you.
So for that person and for the rest that are, like, wanting to get the information.
Get to know you.
Get to know you. Yeah, give that to me later. And we'll definitely have you on again, certainly before the marathon.
Yes.
I think that'd be great to have her on again.
Well, thanks so much for having me on your show.
Thank you, Dr. Lisa
Williams. It's been
Williams.
A pleasure. Very nice meeting
Enjoy
you. Hopefully,
rest of the afternoon.
I'll meet you soon.
Absolutely.
Quiet.
Have a great day, Lisa.
Thanks. See you
Bye-bye.
Soon.
Bye. Bye-bye. You know, Lee, this is where I go tell you to go cup yourself.
Oh, boy. I wish
but
I had my sound.
Now, you know something, sweetheart? This is what I'm going to do for you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to make you see her.
Oh.
And she could work on those shins of yours. She could work on yes,
yeah.
Yes, dear, those calves.
And my feet.
That bother you at night.
And my feet.
Your feet too, baby.
Feet.
Sure.
My feet.
She'll be happy to do that.
Yeah.
She'll be happy to, and I'll be there
and
talking
back.
And, yeah, I've done, what else? What else? And your neck. What else? Jeez.
You see, I'm not like Lori Towers. I do have pain sometimes.
But this is
feel great.
I feel great. You know what?
Feel great.
You say that. First of all, I don't sound like that. But you say
feel
that.
Great.
You
know, I wish I had a sound effect. Feel great.
I wish I had a gun. What do you think of that? I wish I had a sound effect. But no, let me tell you something. Fangool this kid.
Oh,
what?
You're
cursing
today.
Well, you got us a PG-13.
Oh, well, you
so
have
I'm just,
cursing
I'm just,
now.
I'm just
a
putting
good
my,
girl.
I'm just putting my two cents in. But that would be a good thing for you to experience, I think.
Oh, I would love it.
Because
I really would.
I
just don't know who to trust. You know?
I don't know, honestly.
You should take coverage.
I'll take care of it.
No.
But you got to understand something. Most acupuncturists do take
coverage?
Oh, yeah. That's and the funny thing is, there were a lot of people that were in my graduating class when I was in school for massage therapy that actually left that license to go
into acupuncture.
Yeah.
I could see where it'd be better.
Well, for a lot of different reasons. It's not that it's not physically taxing, but you apply the needles,
mm-hmm.
and then the person will lie there, and you could just go and stretch and leave the room or whatever.
Right,
so
with
you're
it,
not
right.
physically. You definitely have to,
mm-hmm.
but it's not.
I remember when Erica came in to train one, she had it in the ear still.
Ear, yeah.
She still had them in the ear.
Yeah. I'm surprised she trained with because they usually, like, they don't want you to move, you know.
No, she said she's supposed to keep it in her ear for a couple of days, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, because, look, the bottom line is, it probably would help your calves. I don't think it would be one session, but it probably wouldn't hurt.
It wouldn't hurt.
No. But she's brilliant at what she does.
I'm sure she is.
So I would trust her to tend to the needs of your calves. Yeah, exactly. But did we mention Lou?
Yes, we did
because
earlier.
Because it's coming that time that we have to thank the sponsors that make us who we are today. And you know who we love.
There's a lot of things we love.
We love everybody. This is
You're confusing
like, this is like,
me.
This is like
we
me.
Feel great.
This is okay. This is like me telling all my cats you're my favorite.
Right, exactly. You're confusing
me. We love Topperson.
Right.
We love them. They love us. Bruises love them more.
My feet love them more.
Yeah, because nobody has more foot problems than the lovely Lisa woman. Her size 16s.
Oh, my God.
Just soak up that Topperson like there's no tomorrow. But honestly, the
whole tube on one foot.
Well, you have enough, right? I gave you
I'm
enough.
Kidding.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, no. But foot formula, fibromyalgia. No, they don't have that.
They should.
Something
they
that's
should.
An idea.
Yeah.
I never thought of that, but they have the anti-burn.
I could use that, too.
The fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell them to develop it just for you so they could send you some samples. I'll
be there. I'll be there, Lil.
That's it. You're a guinea pig.
That's it.
But speaking of natural health, I mean, that's what Topperson
does.
It's
all natural.
Topperson is an accelerant.
And no smell.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
It doesn't
slather it on.
It doesn't heat. It doesn't chill the skin. You know, that's just letting you think that something is working. That is just superficial sensation. That's all it is. You want something that gets to the core of the problem. You don't want to just treat the symptoms. Next time you get a bruise, put it on a bruise. You will see it go from blue-black to yellow in 24 hours. Topperson, www.topperson.com. Go to their website and order whatever you need. There are so many products. And if you can't...
And it works. Forget about that.
If you can't find it there, you'll find
works.
It. You'll find it in one of the stores, Vitamin Shop, Duane Reade, CVS, every place. Topperson.
Bed Bath and Body... No, no.
Bed Bath and Beyond has
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Sure.
Bed Bath and Body Works.
When we took that photo that time for them, that was in...
The Vitamin Shop. Yeah.
That was in the Vitamin Shop near here. So, yeah. But it's every place. But that's... You know what? Everybody orders things online. So you could order it online.
Easy enough. Come right to your door.
And mention she's raising the bar.
Raising the bar.
And you know what? They'll lower the price. Maybe they won't. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. But it's worth a shot.
Maybe they won't even order it.
Yeah. Maybe they'll just say who.
Who?
They might do that.
Nah.
But Topperson, again, www.topperson.com. And as we are applying the Topperson to... The places that hurt us.
What do we love?
We are reading.
What do we love?
We love reading that magazine because it is old school rock and roll. It is old school weightlifting. This is what we want. We just want content. We don't want filler. And they are no meat, no filler. And you could tell them that I said it because they know it. They've heard me say it. They are worth the trip to your website to order them for $32 a year. $32 a year.
Cheap.
Gets you issues, issues brought to your door, free delivery. Can't say that about many magazines. And can't say there are many magazines out there anymore.
Nope.
So, you know what?
Many
continue
good ones.
To buy them. Continue to support print media. And the world will be a happier place.
A better place.
So, MuscleSportMag.com. And they're also MuscleSport TV. Go to YouTube, they're there. Go to their website, and you'll get all these informations. I don't want to mislead anybody. And you'll see, they still have the Joe and Greg show, I believe. But I think it's more Muscle Sport TV now. So give them a listen, give them a look, and tell them that we said hi. Who else do we want? Oh,
who?
You want to talk about chicks that are doing good?
Who?
We went down last week, and we participated in...
Oh, New York State Women.
New York State Women Incorporated. They just are do-gooders, and there aren't enough do-gooders in the world.
Luckily,
nowadays.
We joined them, right?
Because we were do-gooders. Them, and we are doing good. And, you know, it's just nice because you visit and you empower women, and that's the idea about it. Women supporting women. Not that no one's going to support a man, but you know what? We need...
We need the extra work.
And that's what they do. And there are so many different chapters. How many different chapters around?
The whole Eastern Seaboard.
My God, yeah. I think it
goes up to Canada.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Next time I'm going to
Yeah,
have,
it's in, you know, we I'm
gonna come
those
on,
books that we get, those newsletters.
I'm coming on with numbers next time.
All right.
I'm coming on with numbers. And
you
I'm
do
gonna,
your
I'm
research.
Gonna, I'm going to, I'm just going to look at, I'm just
you
a count.
You do
that's
your
all I have
research.
To do is count, and I'm going to. But it's so worth it because it is just a wonderful organization. And their website, I believe, is newyorkstatewomen.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I
yep.
think so. So check them out. You never know. You might want to go to a meeting. You might want to donate. You might want to volunteer. You know, when people say, well, I don't know, what could I do? I have nothing to offer. Sure you do.
You got a body, you have a
you
lot
know,
to offer.
Yeah.
You've got a brain,
you know,
got a lot to offer.
And if you don't think you could be serviceable in one way, I bet you they could have a million ideas of what you could do, even like, you know, cleaning out your pantry.
Come down to a meeting.
Food drive, yeah.
Yeah, and check it out.
And there's a meeting near you. I'm positive of it. They
yeah,
have so
look
many
into
different
it.
Chapters. There's
it's a nice
meetings.
Night out.
Yeah. And meet
new
you know
people.
And meet nice people. And you know,
have
it's
a
important.
Dinner.
Yeah, it's important to meet nice people. The lovely Lee Ziegelman and I, we held court, what was it, like 2 months ago when we first we
yeah,
came
we gave
on
a
board?
Speech about,
we gave a little speech.
On fitness.
Yeah, no. yeah. And I was there, okay, where's my headset?
No.
Where's my podium?
Podium.
Where's my...
Elite, is there a podium? Elite, is there a podium? Go look if there's a podium.
Go see if there's a podium for me.
Elite.
Go see. Where's my headset?
I don't feel great anymore.
Where does my battery pack go?
I don't feel great.
But honestly, it's really good. You know what? I think that's getting back to our point when we were first.
What was the point?
The show. Well, no, when we first thought of the show, our point was it's wonderful that these things are available and people are getting involved in these. And it's just a wonderful way to meet people, too.
Yes.
You know, what's the worst
new
that could
people.
Happen? Yeah. What's the worst that could happen? You don't join. You didn't have a great night, but you something will stay with you.
Oh yeah.
You know, something will stay with you, and I think that's what we'll. Of course, next week when we have the roundtable, we'll also discuss that. Do you think we should bring Todd into our roundtable discussion?
No.
I'm just thinking. You know what? I remember what the lovely Lee Ziegelman, when she says things to me. I sometimes listen, and one time I listened, you said, well, we definitely have to keep men involved, too.
Well, we had men involved.
We just had just one galad.
No, then we had
galad.
The guy from Ireland on.
Oh, that's right.
We've had men.
That's right.
We had galad. It's not that I don't want Todd on, but
yeah.
I just think that the round table should
that's
just
right.
be, you know,
no, but I'm just trying
a woman
to think
based
of,
at the time.
Because I just like to have, but that he wouldn't be an opposing point of view. Because
no,
remember that
not
time
at
you
all.
Said we should have people from the other
yes.
side of the aisle.
Well, we're talking about certain topics.
Yeah, I think it'll get a little too heated. What do you think?
What do you mean?
If we have an actual political debate on the air, I think that, not you and me, I'm just talking about me and the caller. Because if we want, we want people to...
Call in now.
Okay, 347-857-1867.
Let's see if anybody...
And you want to know what was interesting? I don't know if you saw this, and wow. I'm happy when we get comments on our posts. This was last week. I don't know if you saw it. I put behind every successful woman, there's a
I saw the post, yeah.
Pushing her to excel.
Mm-hmm.
So now I put it on. I thought that was very well said and very well placed. And not being exclusionary, I just meant that's a nice thing. It's women empowering women. A guy liked it, and then I'll show it to you later, went on this long diatribe of how could you possibly mean that historically men have been there empowering women, and it's not just about women. There are uncles and fathers and
you
brothers.
Commented
and,
on that?
I'll show it to you later. And I was thrilled.
Is this on Facebook or Instagram?
No, it was on Instagram.
Oh, that's fine.
And it was a long thing. I'm going to show you later. And I was thrilled because it's like I got a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But I wrote, everything that you said is something that we support and agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've always said, the women's movement could not have been as effective if we didn't have our progressive brothers walking
exactly.
alongside of us. So this was not something to be exclusionary. But I meant it in the theme of the show
mm-hmm.
is she's raising the bar.
Right.
It's not they're raising the bar. It's she's raising the bar. So it was supporting the show.
You raised
but it was,
an eyebrow.
And you know something? Oh, that was so clever, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
That was very... And he was probably raising his fist, too.
Right.
Because he sounded really angry. But you know what? He didn't comment.
Did you reply to him?
I did. I'll let you see both. But I thought it was great because at first I was like, wow. But you know what? We got somebody... To feel enough to want to put it into words.
Right.
And I thought that was great. You know, and again, he wasn't really disagreeing.
No.
He was just saying, well, he said something.
If it wasn't for them, you know, we wouldn't be, we help you.
Right.
You know, so.
But the thing is, it's just, you know, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. It was a post.
Right.
You know, and he went on, he said something like, well, that's self-analysis gone wrong. I was like, wait, cutie, I didn't write this. This is, look, I took this from someplace else.
Right.
I didn't write it. But we like that.
Right.
If somebody calls up and they
listen,
challenge us,
there's nothing wrong with that.
That's okay.
Freedom of speech.
We agree.
Freedom of speech.
We disagree, and we love when people. Yeah, I thought you would have seen that because
no, I didn't.
When I tell you, I looked at it. I said one. It said one comment. I thought, sometimes people just with Instagram, they just
right.
Give
just
it to,
put a face,
or
clapping hair,
or
whatever. That's
this
what I thought. You know.
Went on
wow.
all the way down. I went, ooh. Then I thought it was somebody trying to get you to buy, you know, like.
Right.
Okay. And I'm looking, I said, well, ooh, wow, what's that? Oh. And my back went up a little bit. Then I said, whoa, why?
Right.
Why, that's okay.
That's all right.
You know,
yeah.
You're getting
that's
involved.
Okay.
You're, and
we made notice.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, get a response from people.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's just like, you're just sitting here talking to nobody. You know, I like getting people that disagree with us. But What else did you want to say?
That's it.
You have nothing else to say?
I said a lot.
Nothing else. You did. You really did.
I said a lot.
You
yeah.
did.
I'm tired. I have a dry mouth. I need a drink.
Well, you could have. You could
have. Empty.
Oh, it's empty.
So we
yeah.
have to
well,
stop.
I'm
you know.
Very sorry. Well, in closing then, because we don't want the lovely Lee Sigmund parched. We don't want that
no.
like a dry sponge.
Exactly.
Go out and make it a wonderful day. Go out, do something productive.
Enjoy
do
it.
Do something compassionate.
Live in the moment.
And do something kind, to be kind to others, and just make the world a better place because it starts with us.
That's right.
So go forth.
Be kind
do
to
it.
Everybody.
And I thank my lovely co-host,
well,
Lee Sigmund.
I'm so happy you feel great.
You know what? See, this is something that just got to stop.
Fresh I want to get thing. A feel great button.
You know what? You're
oh,
a hater.
I know what I'm going to do, too.
You're a hater.
No.
But in saying that, go make it a wonderful day. We'll see you back here next week. And Nina's going to take us home.
Bye-bye, everyone.